The Chevy rolled smoothly across a viaduct and up the narrow tar road. To the right was open lake. To the left, across the road, most of the lawns were scorched dry like October corn. Hopelessly, round and round, a rotating sprinkler scattered lake water on Dr. Mason's vegetable garden. Already the prairie had been baked dry, but in August it would get worse. The lake would turn green with algae, and the golf course would burn up, and the dragonflies would crack open for want of good water. The big Chevy curved past Centennial Beach and the A&W root beer stand. It was his eighth revolution around the lake. He followed the road past the handsome houses with their docks and wooden shingles, back to Slater Park, across the causeway, around to Sunset Park, as though riding on tracks. The two little boys were still trudging along on their 7-mile hike. Out on the lake, the man in the stalled motorboat still fiddled with his engine. A pair of mud hens floated like wooden decoys, and the water skiers looked tan and athletic, and the high school band was packing up its instruments, and the woman in pedal pushers patiently rebaited her hook for one last try. Quaint, he thought. A hot summer day, and it was all very quaint and remote. The four workmen had nearly completed their preparations for the evening fireworks. Facing the sun again, Norman Bowker decided it was nearly 7 o'clock. Not much later, the tired radio announcer confirmed it, his voice rocking itself into a deep Sunday snooze. If Max Arnold were here, he'd say something about the announcer's fatigue and relate it to the bright pink in the sky and the war and courage. Ah, pity that Max was gone, and a pity about his father, who had his own war and who now preferred silence. Still, there was so much to say. How the rain never stopped. How the cold worked into your bones. Sometimes the bravest thing on earth was to sit through the night and feel the cold in your bones. Courage wasn't always a matter of yes or no. Sometimes it came in degrees, like the cold. Sometimes you were very brave up to a point, and then beyond that point, you were not so brave. In certain situations, you could do incredible things. You could advance toward enemy fire. But in other situations, which were not nearly so bad, you had trouble keeping your eyes open. Sometimes, like that night in the shit field, the difference between courage and cowardice was something small and stupid. The way the earth bubbled, and the smell,